went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground.
Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are
a pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for being with us tonight. It may not look like it outside for all of us here in the Northeast, but yes, the Rochester Rhinos kick off their 19th season on Saturday facing the defending USL Pro Champion Orlando City Lions. Fortunately, the game is down in Florida. We'll discuss that match with our special guest, former member of the Orlando City and current member of the Rhinos, Matt Luzinaris, will be on in just a moment. Also, Joe and I were out at Salen Sports Park last Friday to see the Western New York Flash getting ready for their first match on April 13th against the Washington Spirit. And we have taped comments from McCall Zerboni, two new signings, New Zealand international Emma Kete, Australian international keeper Lydia Williams, and of course Rochester, or one of Rochester's favorites, U.S. international Kari Lloyd. And as always, we'll talk U.S. and world soccer with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis during the show. Unfortunately, Joe Sirianni has been under the weather tonight, so he won't be with us live, but you'll hear his voice when we speak to the, or hear from the Western New York Flash later on in the show. So right now, let's bring on our first guest. He is one of the key members of the Rochester Rhinos, and he's coming back from an injury we all want to forget. I'm sure he wants to forget it as well. And he will be, of course, joining the action with the Rhinos. Hopefully, at some point early on in the season, we'll find out exactly for him what his training schedule is or what he thinks he'll be back in the lineup. We're joined by Matt Luzinaris, and by the way, a Chelsea supporter just like myself, and I could talk about Chelsea because Joe isn't on the show tonight. And Matt's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos kick off Saturday at 7:30 in Orlando. You can watch the match live on YouTube through uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The home opener is Sunday, 4 p.m., April 27th against the Charleston Battery. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com to get your tickets. Matt, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm hanging in there trying to stay warm. I guess it's going to be nice. It's supposed to be 60 tomorrow, so maybe hopefully you guys can get out and train in the outdoors instead of being stuck inside. But I guess the first thing I want to ask...
Let's hope we can stay on that steady ladder of warm weather.
I hope so. Well, you guys are going to be going down to Orlando. It's going to be nice and warm down there, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But before we get into the specifics about Orlando and what's coming up this weekend, tell us about what you've been doing in the off season to rehab from the leg injury that you had last year, and what your status is right now with the training and getting back to 100%.
Yep. Well, since I broke my leg in May, probably about 2 weeks after my initial surgery, I had moved to Chicago, Illinois, where I was seeing my specialist there. Lived there from mid-May to pretty much January 14th until I came back here to Rochester. In between that, I had three surgeries. It's pretty vigorous, therapy sessions that I had every day ever since I had my initial surgery. And it's just been one of those things, it's been up and down. For a while I wasn't able to walk, wasn't able to get out of bed. But I would say within the last 2-3 months or so, I've really been making some progress, and ever since preseason started for us here, I've been back in training with the guys. Obviously, the first week of training was, me just doing kind of the warm-up, not touching the ball, and then, maybe the next couple of days was touching the ball but not getting into any drills, and I just kind of progressed from there, and right now I'm pretty much full out in training. I'm still struggling a little bit to run, to kind of get my functional movement back in my leg. But my doctors and, you know, my staff that I have, you know, looking after my leg all say that everything's healing properly. It's just more based about, you know, mentally and physically how my body's going to, you know, bounce back from being out, you know, almost 11 months now. You know, and just, I think mentally I'm fine. You know, I think, you know, for a while I kind of struggled, but I'm looking forward to this season, and I'm really looking forward to getting back with the guys.
I can imagine. And I know there's a number of people out there listening. I'm sure young people and older people who play soccer have had injuries like this. I mean, Adriana French had her ACL torn, and she's out for the season, and it happens. But you're talking about the mental aspect. What do you do as a soccer player when you have an injury like this? How do you get yourself mentally back into the zone where you're not thinking about the leg injury and you're just playing full on? I mean, you know, we talk about Abby Wambach broke her leg before the Olympics, and we know it took her a while to come back.
I would say a lot of FIFA. But you know, I think you know, to be quite honest with you, and you know, a lot of people don't ask me this specific question, but my answer to this question is, you know, for a lot of people who know me and for a lot of people who don't know me, you know, going through what I went through in my past, you know, with losing my brother to cancer and then losing my fiance in 2012 to cancer, you know, I look at those two things being the worst thing that anybody could ever go through in their life. So I used those two things and the strength that I created from those, and me pulling myself out of, you know, that pit that I had then. Essentially, this was an individual pit for myself. You know, this wasn't, you know, anybody else. This was for me individually. And, you know, like I said before, there was a lot of days where I was down and I was sad and I was upset. But at the end of the day, you know, the way we have to look at it, myself and anybody else who's injured or gets something else, it can always be worse, you know. And I'm lucky that I put myself in a situation where I had a good team of doctors over in Chicago, you know, where they helped me get back to where I need to be. And, you know, I have a coach here, Bob Lilly, and, you know, the rest, you know, Pat Urquhart and, you know, Rochester Rhinos players and fans, you know, with their support, you know, I really, you know, I'm just mentally ready to get back into it. And, you know, I can talk for days and get into details about things, but at the end of the day, you know, I really believe that what I've been through in my past really helped me get to this.
I'll tell you, man, it's a great tribute to you. As a, you know, if it happened to me, I'd be a babbling wreck. And my wife, I'm sure, who's listening, will is probably shaking her head. Yeah, he would be. But there's so much mental aspect to this. But the as for the team itself, I mean, while I was there on Saturday and in somewhat warm weather in the one of the suites with Pat and Jeff DeVeronica. And we were watching the game, and the Rhinos look really, really good against Montreal. Anytime you beat Montreal, yep. I don't care if it's a friendly or a preseason, whatever it is, it's good. It's a good feeling when Montreal goes down to the Rhinos, and it was a complete win too, defensively, offensively. The team looked great, and I just want to get your thoughts on the game.
No, I think you know, I agree with you. Obviously, you know, the things that we've been talking about in training, you know, not. It wasn't put out on the field, I would say, collectively within 90 minutes, but I definitely think that there was some really great showings individually and collectively for the team on the field, you know, against Montreal. And, you know, like you said, you know, it's always good to beat a team who's in the MLS. It's, you know, and even I say, you know, when we beat colleges, you know, there's no reason, you know, we need to make sure that we're doing our job, regardless of who we're playing. And if I had to compare this team to last year's, I think we've come a long way from last year, just within the short 4 weeks that we've been together. And, you know, I'm really excited, you know, one, to be part of this team and, you know, also to kind of see it forming, and be, you know, one of the four or five guys back from last year and be that part where, you know, we're just a building block. And I really believe with what Bob is doing and with what Pat's doing and bringing in these types of players, you know, if we can, this is a playoff team, and I think we have a lot to learn because there's a lot of young guys. But I think it's better to have a lot to learn than not to learn anything at all. So,
It's a lot of new faces out there, and I think that the fans are going to be very excited. You certainly have some competition up top. Min Woo is a tremendous player, scored the first goal, and boy, Alex Dixon, this guy is speed that rivals. I think when I looked at him, I think of Michael Owen. I mean, this guy has blazing speed. He left that Montreal defender in the dust on his goal and just chipped it deftly over the keeper right into the net. And you get some guys like that, that's going to bring some excitement to the fans, because this team has some pace, and it's
definitely
speed kills, as they say.
Yeah.
So the other thing that obviously there's a lot of players who are not back for the Rhinos this year. It's a big turnover. And I want to ask you guys, I just saw a tweet from Tyler Bellamy, who was one of the players who's not back. I guess he got a coaching job, and I was trying to find out where he got his coaching job. But do you happen to know the answer to that?
Yeah, he's going to be going to Rutgers Albany, I believe, is where he's going. So I think it's Rutgers, not Albany, I'm sorry, Rutgers. It's just outside Philly.
Camden? Rutgers.
Yeah.
Is it Rutgers Camden?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. But that's exactly where he's going. So I know that one of the other jobs he was looking at was Albany, but he didn't take that one. But no, we had some of the guys who were here last year. We all got together the other night, girlfriends and wives, and we had a little going away dinner for him, and it was, I'm real happy for him. I think this is a great step for him, and, he's a great guy. Anybody who's known Tyler Bellamy, would say that guy is never mad and always has a smile on his face, and this is a great stepping stone for him in his career.
Certainly. We all wish Tyler all the best in his start in the coaching ranks, and
definitely,
I'm sure he's going to do a great job. This Saturday, you've got Orlando team. You know very well. You played there. It's a city that is just absolutely excited about soccer. They just had a vote today of the Orlando City Board. They've approved the money for the new stadium for the Major League Soccer team. So this is the last hurrah for the USL team in Orlando. They're probably going to move next year, I believe, to Louisville, but they'll still be in existence. But this is a team that won the championship last year, and they have very passionate fans, but they've had a struggle to start. They've only had two draws at the beginning of the season. So they're going to be hungry for a win. What do you expect to see on Saturday night with this matchup?
Yeah, at the end of the day, Adrian Heath is not okay with settling for a point in two games, or 2 points in two games, I should say. He's never happy with getting just draws. And knowing how, Coach Adrian Heath is and how the club of Orlando City is, they always bring in quality players, regardless of, what level they're playing on, whether it's going to be in the USL or the MLS, as we see, verbal agreement with Kaká. They're always bringing in players who are, top-notch. And, this is going to be their third game of the actual season, probably their 20th game of preseason, if you want to say. So it's always a dogfight with them. They're high intensity. They can score goals. They have a great midfield, pretty much from, their goalie all the way to the forwards and everybody on the bench. They're all quality players. And to be honest, you can start the starting 11 or you can take the 11 players who are not dressed and play them, and they can do just as well. I think it's a little bit better for us going into, Wild World of Sports, where we're on grass. I think they can only fit now 7,000 people in the stadium or in that stadium there, versus having, the normal 12 to 13,000 that they have in, Citrus Bowl. I think it's a little bit easier to play in front of a crowd like that. But they have a home field advantage, and we're going down there training indoors here and, 20-degree weather here, and then we're going to 85-degree weather where it's humid, and it's probably going to be storming, like it always is when we're there. But at the end of the day, we can all always talk about, other teams and what they do and, how they are, but we got to go in there and worry about ourselves, worry about, what Coach Bob wants us to do for 90 minutes as a team collectively, and we need to go down there and get a result, because if we look at last year, we didn't start the season off very well. Obviously, we had first five games on the road, which is extremely difficult. But we need to go down there and get a result. And that's our job as professional athletes, is to go get results. And that's what we need to do.
Well, Matt, we're looking forward to seeing you guys in action. We're watching the game. I'll be very happy. I'm going to be doing color for the Rhinos this year with Joe Giuliano. So looking forward to calling all the home matches and see you guys at the kickoff dinner at the Italian-American Community Center this year on April 23rd. It's going to be a great event. So good luck to you guys, and we'll be looking for 3 points from Saturday's match.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks a lot. All right. See you later, Matt. Matt Luzinaris here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, uslpro.uslsoccer.com. We'll be giving the link to go to YouTube to watch Saturday's match, 7:30 against Orlando. For tickets for the Rhinos kickoff dinner on April 23rd, call Bernie Iacovangelo, 889-4840, or Dave Slinsky at the Rhinos office, 454-3000. Up next, Dick Howard and the International Report on Soccer is a Kicker in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Deboni from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé. Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair, and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarier. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salins Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kuja Kuja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Jolly Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off their 2014 USL Pro schedule this Saturday, facing the defending champion Orlando City Lions in Florida, starting at 7:30 p.m. You can watch the match live on YouTube by following the link at uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos' 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this week by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, 29 locations, one number to call, 234-555, or go to salvatores.com. Dick, you're probably the happiest of all of us this week because Everton is within striking distance of the Champions League right now, and you have to be very thrilled. But you guys have the match of the year this weekend against Arsenal. So, boy, it's on the line for the Toffees.
It's certainly, you know, great days in Liverpool, isn't it, with Liverpool at the top of the table and Everton making a little bit of a run. But, no, I'm sure you're disappointed with your result. And, Joe, I know we'll be disappointed with the result in Naples. But it just makes for great competition when you've got this battle at the top of the Premiership and then you've got the situation at the bottom of the league. And today, of course, Sunderland losing a narrow 1-2-1 to West Ham takes a little bit of pressure off Sam Allardyce and puts more pressure on Gus Poyet because Sunderland are now second from the bottom.
That's right. And my wife's happy because her favorite team is West Ham because of the TV show EastEnders. So you're talking about Liverpool. Liverpool has two gigantic matches to play. They play Manchester City on the 13th and Chelsea on the 27th, both at Anfield. And that's, I think, is going to decide the championship. I think it's still Manchester City's to lose, though. And, of course, the master of mind games, Mr. Mourinho, he's saying it's Manchester City's title, and he's been saying that the whole
games.
Season.
But I tell you what, Andrew, I just wish we could charter a plane and take all the listeners and more from the show to Anfield for these next two games. The atmosphere in that game against Spurs was just electric, and the singing of You'll Never Walk Alone as the teams come onto the field, and the total atmosphere is really unique in the world of sports. And certainly they're very much the 12th man with Liverpool at the moment. The players are so appreciative of that kind of support.
And it's been a long time since Liverpool has been...
Has it ever? You know, thinking back to the glory days, but the team is looking oh so strong at the moment, and hopefully if they stay injury-free, they're certainly going to be up there battling away, although... My money, I said from the onset that it's Manchester City's to lose, but certainly Liverpool will make it increasingly difficult for them. And Chelsea, you know Jose Mourinho. He's great, isn't he, with some of these comments that he makes, because that's Jose, and he makes it interesting for everybody.
He does, and I mean, I watched that game, and to be strictly and absolutely honest, as I always am, Chelsea
deserved to lose.
They had a terrible match. Crystal Palace had something to play for, and they showed it, and they got lucky on an own goal from John Terry. That it was a beautiful goal. Unfortunately, went into the wrong net, but Chelsea just did. They couldn't put two, three passes together. Just everything was just long balls into the area, and that's not how they play. So this was the first time Chelsea has lost to Crystal Palace since 1990. They said Ian Wright, the former England international, scored
takes
goal
you back
for
to
Crystal
it?
Palace.
But it's a great result for Crystal Palace because, of course, that's one of the teams at the bottom of the table that are hoping to stay out of the relegation zone. So full credit to Tony Pulis and the performance. Goaltending, I thought, was superb in that game against Chelsea. Made great saves, didn't he?
That's right. Argentina's watching that one because he's an Argentinian international. The the Crystal Palace keeper. But Chelsea's got to put this aside. Mourinho has said so, because this week you've got maybe the most star-studded quarterfinals in the UEFA Champions League that have ever happened. These matchups are just, they're mouth-watering, as you would say. I mean, you've got tomorrow, you've got two huge, Manchester United at Old Trafford against Bayern Munich, the defending champs. United had a big win on the weekend, but they have a lot of injuries right now. And Bayern ran into problems. This is their first non-win in the league for 19 matches. They played to a 3-all draw, so...
Yeah, but they played a very weak team, and they put a lot of the subs. They were saving a lot of the key players for the big match this week, and that's why it was just 3-3 against Hoffenheim. But hopefully, you know, Manchester United are saying, well, if Manchester City can beat them, and they did last December, 3-2 at the Etihad, maybe Man U can do it. But if you're a betting man, you would probably put your money on Manchester United. But having said that, I just feel, you know, if things go well with Man U starting off, they've got the players that can really make things happen. And yes, they've got injury problems, but they might just raise their game and certainly play a lot better than they've been playing in the Champions League in recent weeks. But time will tell. But it's going to be a great game, as will be the other game tomorrow, of course, the battle with Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. Jeez.
That one is, there's so much on the line there because, again, those, as we mentioned last week, those two teams face each other in the final match of the La Liga season, mm-hmm. and it could decide the championship. But now you've got these two teams playing each other in this home-and-home series in the quarterfinals, and everything is on the line.
Yeah.
The first game in the new camp, and they're betting, man, you'd have to put your money on Barcelona because of their experience, and it's very difficult to win in the new camp, but Atletico is top of the table right now in La Liga.
They've tied all the games, something they played this year in the Spanish Cup and in the league, and two Argentinian coaches, Gerardo Martino and Diego Simeone. And the one thing that Barca is saying all the time is just the intensity, the way that Atletico Madrid play can really put them off their game if they allow it to affect the play. So it's going to be a fascinating tactical battle. Some great players up front, you know, Messi, Neymar, Diego Costa. It's going to be a cracking game at the Camp Nou.
That's right. That game will be on Fox Sports 2, Manchester United, Bayern Munich on Fox Sports 1. Then Wednesday, it's the battle of the billionaire teams, PSG and Chelsea. And I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think a lot of fans will come from London to Paris.
They will.
I think a lot of fans will come from Paris to London for the second leg. Just so many stars. You know, Chelsea has to stop Ibrahimovic. I mean, that's goal number one. But I think, you know, Mourinho would be happy with a draw in this match and then come back and play at home at Stamford Bridge. But it's going to be very interesting because PSG is not known as a great Champions League team. So this will be a test for them to see if they can go for it.
Great atmosphere, the Parc des Princes. And the key thing, really, Andrew, isn't it, is whether Cahill and Terry can control Ibrahimovic. You know, 10 goals, jeez. He's on fire, and if you can control him, I think you can shut them down. Although, of course, you've got the two other strikers that are very effective, Cavani and Lanetti. So it's going to be a great tactical battle, and you're quite right. Jorge Mourinho would be delighted if he could walk away with all square to take it back to London. But it's going to be a great game, a very competitive game. And certainly one that whets the appetite, as does the fourth and final game, the Real Madrid Borussia Dortmund. People think it's a one-off there, Real Madrid, no problem. But again, Borussia Dortmund are a team that you can't underestimate. So again, you're going to have a real tactical battle and two fine coaches. And again, it's going to be a situation where Real Madrid need to get the result in the Bernabeu. Because we know traveling to Dortmund, that atmosphere there is just unbelievable.
It certainly is. But I think Cristiano Ronaldo is going to really shine in this tie. I think he's going to be the difference. And Real, I think, if they can get a big enough...
Well, they've got to earn the money, Andrew, haven't they? You know, you were talking about the money that these players are getting, whether it be Wayne Rooney, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, you name it. But this is where they've got to come through and show their worth, because... obviously, if you can get into the semi-final and into the final, you're looking at significant dollars with regards to the payments that are being made, and that's where they've got to come true.
It's all about the Euros.
They've got to produce.
That's right. Well, Dick, thanks for being with us. We got to run. We got a tight show tonight, but we'll talk about the results of the matches and next week, and we'll see
That's
how
right.
it goes. It's going to be good luck to Everton. I hope I love to see them in the
and hopefully a good one for the Rhinos as well this weekend, kicking off their season. All
okay,
the best
thanks,
to them.
Dick. We'll talk to you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. All the best,
Bye-bye.
Joe.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll go to Michael Lewis in somewhat snowy New York City with the U.S. Soccer Report, men and women in action coming up this week. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is McCall Devoney from the Western New York Flash, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
The voice of Liberty.
WYSL.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
The best is back. The Western New York Flash, led by Rochester's Abby Wambach and Olympic gold medalist Carly Lloyd, are getting ready for their second season in the NWSL. The 2014 home opener is Saturday, May 3rd, against the defending champion Portland Thorns, featuring U.S. national team star Alex Morgan, Canada's all-time leading scorer Christine Sinclair and FIFA Women's Player of the Year Nadine Angarayer. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Flash season tickets now on sale at the Salem Stadium box office through WNYFlash.com or by calling 454-KICK. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off their 2014 USL Pro schedule this Saturday, facing the defending champion Orlando City Lions in Florida, starting at 7:30 p.m. You can watch the match live on YouTube by following the link at uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos' 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 4 1-800-454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report, Michael Lewis, brought to you by Salins, premium quality meat products since 1869. Get them at your favorite local food store. Michael, I guess you guys got snow like we got snow over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, you probably knew it was coming. You probably dealt with it better. We didn't know it was coming. I looked outside today, and it started to snow ever so lightly, and then news reports said, oh, it's only going to be here for a while. Well, we got about 4 inches of heavy snow, and while it didn't shut down schools, it did make things chaotic and definitely shut down sporting events and whatnot. And it was some of the heaviest snow I recall shoveling, sort of like an April Fool's Eve joke on us here, unfortunately.
Yeah, Mother Nature gave spring and summer a miss and went right to autumn. Anyway, it's going to be very warm and now it won't be sunny, but it'll be warm at the University of Phoenix Stadium on Wednesday when the U.S. men take on Mexico in a quote-unquote friendly. And there's been over 50,000 tickets sold for the match. I'm sure most of those are for Mexican fans. But the gamesmanship has already started. Notes from today: Puebla will not release U.S. men's national team defenders Michael Orozco and DeMarcus Beasley for the match. So now the U.S. has only 20 players instead of 22. And like I said, there's never a friendly between these two countries. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this match plays out on Wednesday.
Yeah, it doesn't really mean anything except, you know, I think for both teams just to get a chance to take a look at the players who are on the bubble. And you know, anytime you could have an international, you know, why not? And against Mexico, you know, it will definitely be a competitive match. In the ultimate universe of soccer, it doesn't matter who wins and loses. No. Obviously, both teams are going to have the pride to try to win, but I think, U.S. coach Jürgen Klinsmann is more concerned about individual performances, someone, again, who's on the bubble that he wants to see impress, or if there's someone on the bubble who just doesn't show it. About the gamesmanship thing, we have to remember this is on a non-FIFA official playing date. So teams don't have to give up their players automatically. Saying that, and I don't know the background of all of this, but, gee, do you have to wait till the last minute before you say that these players aren't coming in? Is that something that you've got to do beforehand? From what I gather, Puebla is in the middle of a relegation battle with 4 games remaining, so I can understand where they're coming from. But that, I think, should have been worked out beforehand last week so the U.S. could have brought in other players.
Of course, and all the players on the U.S. roster are from Major League Soccer, with the one exception, the big one we talked about last week, 18-year-old Julian Green from Bayern Munich. So I'll be interested to see what Coach Klinsmann does. And he also has been some moves on the coaching side. We have Tab Ramos now has been brought in as an assistant, and we have one of the all-time great German players, Berti Vogts, is now going to be working with Jürgen Klinsmann as a scout. And you wonder, Michael, if this is all geared toward U.S. beating Germany at the World Cup. I think that's the match Jürgen Klinsmann is looking at. He knows that the U.S. is going to probably need a victory in that match to get through to the knockout stage. I think he's gearing towards that with these moves he's making.
You know, Berti Vogts, when he played for Germany, he was more like the terrier of the team, the tough defensive midfielder, and he is
a former coach of the German team, knows his stuff. I got an opportunity many, many years ago at the Under-20 World Cup in 1988 in Chile to talk to him, and I was impressed with his coaching methods and soccer knowledge. He's the last German coach to direct the team to an international title, Euro 1996 in England. He is coached, I believe, Scotland, Azerbaijan right now, knows his stuff. And, yes, they brought him in, obviously, to help out whatever edge they can get with Germany. Tab Ramos, my gut feeling is, and this is just a gut feeling, but, you know, it's almost like they're starting to groom him to be national coach someday if he wants it. You know, and I think he's years away, but you bring in someone of his caliber, his background, playing-wise, club and international. He played in three World Cups, arguably the best attacking player in U.S. history. I know a lot of Lennon Donovan fans will argue otherwise, but he's definitely up there on the all-time U.S. 11. Gifted player who's turned into a very, very good coach as well, too. So that, you know, the Ramos thing obviously is for now and hopefully for the future for his sake.
He was the under-20 U.S. men's coach, so it's a logical progression. And Bertie Vogts, his claim to fame is the man who marked Johan Cruyff out of the game in the 1974 World Cup final when everyone was betting on Holland. And Vogts took Cruyff out and marked him all over the field, and it changed the whole game, and Germany won the cup. So we've got about a minute here, Mike. We have the women's national team in action on Sunday against China, again, preparation for the 2015 World Cups. A couple new players coming in. Of course, Abby Wambach, Carly Lloyd from The Flash will be there. What do you expect to see?
You know, I think it's time to get serious right now. You know, I think the Algarve Cup was a wake-up call for the team, knowing that they're going to have to be prepared to play at a high level. I have to admit, I don't know as much about this China team is of ones in the past. China isn't the same country or team as it has been in soccer, where it was a great rival of the U.S. back in the 90s and early 2000s. But it should be a pretty decent test. And hopefully the players on the team will remember what transpired in the Algarve Cup, because I think we've talked about this before. Anything less than not reaching the championship game in any major FIFA World Championship, whether it's the World Cup or the Olympics, is we don't want to know about it. It's considered a failure for the U.S. So, yes, I know it's going to be April, but there aren't going to be that many internationals between now and the start of World Cup qualifying.
Absolutely. Well, we're watching that match. It's on Sunday, men on Wednesday. I may stay up for the men. I don't know. It might be tough. But, Michael, thanks for being with us, and be careful shoveling that snow, okay?
I already have done it. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We'll hear from members of the Western New York Flash next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
He's really fine.
The Rochester Rhinos kick off their 2014 USL Pro schedule this Saturday, facing the defending champion Orlando City Lions in Florida, starting at 7:30 p.m. You can watch the match live on YouTube by following the link at uslpro.uslsoccer.com. The Rhinos 2014 home opener is Sunday, April 27th at 4 p.m. against Charleston. Rhinos season tickets, flex packs, and parking passes are now on sale. Call the Rhinos office at 4. 4- 254-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Lancers would like to thank all their fans for supporting the team this season at the Blue Cross Arena. Because of you, the Lancers led the MISL in attendance for a second straight year. 2014 through 2015, Lancers season tickets are now on sale for just $150 for any seat at Blue Cross Arena. Call 872-KICK to purchase your tickets today. Lancers will be back for another season of exciting soccer action at the Blue Cross Arena later this fall.
On telephone, I believe in America, and my daughter is the light of my life. But she weeps because she's so lonely. I said to my wife, for justice, we must go to Don Telephone.
Buonasera, buonasera. We know each other for years, and this is the first time you come to me for help.
What do you want of me? I'll give you anything you want.
You ever needed a friend like me, and now you come to me and say, Don Telephone, you must give me justice. You don't even call me the mob father, but I'll make you an offer you can't refuse, huh? Then you call Livewire at 325-0000.
What shall I pay you?
You don't pay anything at all because it's completely free. And all your daughter has to do is call 325-0000 and she will weep no more. I ask nothing of you, Bonacera, but someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me in return.
Mom, father, you understand everything.
When have I ever refused an accommodation? But you must be over 18.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Back here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Batista here, and Joe Sirianni and I went to the Flash training camp in Buffalo on Friday and spoke with Curry Lloyd, New Zealand's Emma Kete, Australia's Lydia Williams, and McCall Zerboni about the upcoming season. This segment brought to you by the Flash. Kickoff of the opening home opener is May 3rd against the Portland Thorns. Call 454-KICK or go to WNYFlash.com to get your tickets. Let's go to the interviews right now.
So, Carly, tell us about the off season. Obviously, there's been lots of things going on with the national team, and what have you been doing with yourself?
Well, I haven't stopped. You know, after the season last year, we had a friendly against Mexico straight after in September. So I took a little bit of September off, and then it was back at it in October as we prepped for more games, and just have continued to push on, continued to train home in New Jersey with my trainer, James Galanis, who runs Universal Soccer Academy. So just been pushing on my fitness, working hard, staying sharp, technical-wise, working on, you know, all sorts of stuff, my touch, shooting, you know, and I feel I'm in the best form ever in my career so far.
Ali, it's certainly on the field you showed all your skills, but with the national team, certainly you have a bigger role now than before, and looking to the future, to the national aspect of it. What do you think that the national team is going to do? How do you think we're going to do?
Well, the first thing is obviously we have to qualify, and that will be in October. So, you know, all the stuff we're doing in between then is prepping us for that. You know, I think obviously the result wasn't there in Portugal for us, but there's a lot of things kind of going on, a lot of different lineup changes. There's competition within the group, which is good. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's, you know, you got to be able to control yourself. You know, I'm responsible for going out every single day and performing well to help the team, you know, performing well to just keep pushing on towards World Cup. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think that we all have to remember that. It's our individual responsibility to be fit, to be sharp, and, you know, we'll get things going for sure. I think this season with everyone playing in games will be good. We've got some internationals back now who will be returning back, you know, those that are playing in Sweden, those that were playing in France. So it'll be good. I think overall it'll be good.
What do you expect from the league in its second season?
Well, I think, you know, the competition, we want to keep pushing on the competition. There are some more internationals that have come over and played. We've got some more this year, so just got to keep, you know, keep the competition. Ticket sales, we've got to continue to keep those increasing. We've got to bring out more fans this season, and just, you know, keep marketing it. We've got to keep spreading the word. You know, it's not a good thing when you're playing in an area and people don't have any idea that there's a women's league. So we've got to keep reminding people. We've got to keep spreading the word and doing our part.
Thanks, Carly. Appreciate it. Joined now by the newest member of the Western New York Flash, who came on board at the very last minute because of the unfortunate injury to A.D. French, our goalkeeper, but she is a member of the Australian national team of Matilda, and very happy to have her in goal this year, Lydia Williams. Lydia, welcome to Western New York. Quite a change from the summer in Australia.
Yeah, when I left I was tanning, and then now I'm here. It's snow outside, and I have to bundle up.
Well, certainly it's a big change, but I've been in Australia, and I love the climate over there. I love the Melbourne team over there, and soccer is big over there. So how do you, you know, this is your first time in the United States, am I correct?
Oh, I was in Chicago for the 2009 season, but this is the first time in a while I've been back.
Well, certainly the snow not scared you, I hope, right?
No, it didn't scare me at all. I was just a little bit nervous about how cold it was going to be. I think it took my breath away when I first stepped outside.
Well, and, tell us a little bit about your coming to the Western New York Flash. What do you expect, and what are your hopes?
Well, obviously I was coming in, you know, expecting a really, you know, tough team and a really good environment from what I've heard from Aaron and some of the girls that have played here before. So I was really excited to be a part of the team this year and see what it's like. And it's met all expectations and even surpassed them. So I'm really excited to see how the season goes. And I think it's going to be a really competitive team and league.
Now, you've played in Australia for a number of years. For the Australian players, what do they think of the NWSL as a league? Is this something that they're aspiring to come to America to play here?
Yeah, I think, you know, if somebody wanted an Australian player, they'd love to come here. They love how, you know, physical it is and, you know, the way that they play over here in America. So I think more and more Australians would love to come over and play.
How's it different from the Australian league you've been playing in?
I would say the pace is a lot quicker over here, and it's probably more physical. At home, it's more, you know, I guess more relaxed, you know, easygoing, where here it's a lot more physical in a professional environment. So, yeah, that's always a bit of a change, but it's very good.
I have to ask you this question. I mean, I've been involved in soccer all my life, and they always said that in order to play a goalkeeper, you've got to build bad nuts, just like the people that play left wing in your day, because you sacrifice your body and you do so many things that the field players don't do. Why did you choose to be a goalkeeper?
I kind of got put in the position. I left one side of Australia to live on the other side, and the only position left on a team was a goalkeeper. And I learned how to play AFL, which is an Australian sport, and basketball, so I was really good with my hands as well. So I pretty much got put in the position and then did really well, and they're like, okay, well, now you're a goalkeeper. But I really like it. I probably am a little bit crazy for liking it, though.
If you played Australian rules football, you have to be a little crazy. Sam Kerr being on the team, how is that important to you as being Australian, the second Australian on the team?
I think it makes it comfortable. I think, you know, we've settled in a lot quicker than maybe we would have if we were here separately. But I think it's great. We joke about the same things and can talk about, you know, issues in Australia and also focus here. But we're both really excited to be here and, you know, be playing in a really great league.
Well, we're very happy that you're here, Lydia, and we look forward to seeing you man the nets for the Flash this season.
Yeah, I'm excited too. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Buffalo and welcome to Rochester.
You're going to love Rochester. We have some great fans there.
Okay, great. I can't wait.
And we're here now with another member of the Western Air Flash who's come in this season from New Zealand. And that's very familiar because, of course, our coach is from New Zealand, Aaron Lyons, Emma Kete. And Emma, thanks for coming on the show with us. And welcome to Rochester and welcome to Buffalo.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I know this is obviously a big change for you. We just talked to Lydia. This is the weather being different and the climate and just America being different from New Zealand. Is this your first time in America or playing here, or have you been here before?
I've been here before on holiday and just traveled around, but this is the first time I've been in an environment, a training environment over here. So, it's a lot different to what I'm used to, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Well, we're certainly going to look forward to seeing you on the field, and certainly we hope that you get accustomed to our climate. And let me tell you, once you come to Rochester and you start playing over there, the people are going to love you.
Thank you. I really look forward to that.
We had formerly Allie Riley from the Football Ferns played for the Western New York Flash, so certainly there's a New Zealand connection here. I know that certainly makes you, I'm sure, happy to be here in Western New York.
Yeah, for sure. I'm actually really good friends with Allie, so I followed her season back here a couple years ago, and I've always followed the Flash, so it's actually a huge honor for me to be here, and it means a lot to me.
Who did you play for in Australia?
I played for Sydney FC.
Now, Joe's a big Melbourne fan, so I don't know. Don't get in a fight here, you two.
They knocked us out of the semi-final, so you'll be glad to know that.
We asked Lydia this. What is different from playing in Australia versus playing here, as far as you know, so far?
So far, it's a lot quicker here, a lot more physical, a lot more professional, just a huge step up from Australia. I think Australia's still developing, and I'm sure it'll get there, but here is just another huge step up. It's exciting for me to be here. Yeah.
Very good. Emma, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see you playing at the field.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And we're here with McCall Zerboni, and it seems like just yesterday we were on the field with the Portland Thorns and the sadness of the championship game, but it's a new season, a new opportunity, and this is season number 4 now with the Flash, and you're one of the vets here now with the team. What do you think about the league as it's coming along and the new players we have coming in this year?
Yeah, it's a different feeling. This is the first time we haven't come off winning a championship, so I think it just puts a little bit more hunger under our belts, and fixing those little pieces that we may have missed last year, and we're hungrier now, and it's great to be back, and the squad's looking great.
McCall, you've been an asset to the Flash, and of course Rochester loves you. Your tenacity and your ability to play every place that they want you to play, and your leadership. But now you've got a lot of new people coming into the squad. How do you see your roles, first of all, and secondly, and most importantly, are you prepared to take the leadership as you did in the past?
Yeah, I think I'll always try to lead the team, especially we get some new young ones in every year, and they need some people to look to. I mean, we have a lot of great leaders on our team, but putting in new pieces into the system, and the greatest thing about our club is every day we fight for a starting spot, and it creates competition, and that way every week, every season, we have the best 11 on the field, and so we're always really, really talented and a really difficult team to beat.
This season is going to be even tougher with all these new players coming in and teams switching around. I mean, you think about Seattle now having Sydney LaRue with Megan Rapinoe feeding her. That's scary. And then Nadine Angerer, the FIFA Women's Player of the Year in the Nets for Portland. It's going to be a tough year. How much does the Flash have to step up to the next level this season?
Well, I think U.S. Soccer and NWSL put, a design in place where we would see some familiar faces every year and people kind of stick with the same club. But a lot of trades happen and a lot of players were kind of moved around. And, each squad looks, even on paper, looks really strong. But, once we get on the field, it's a whole different story. And I think that we've proven over and over again every season that no matter who's on our paper, we're always a strong squad because it's our unity and the work that we put in. So, we'll always be something to watch, and it's going to be interesting to see the other teams this year.
Well, certainly we look forward for the season to start. I'm anxious. I mean, even though there is snow outside, I think this place is already warmed by your guys' presence over here. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And certainly I think that, you know, the competition that you just addressed a little bit is going to make your guys want to be better because of, you know, the opposition caliber player. So everybody wants to excel, and I'm sure that based upon what you said, this team, Western New York Flash, is going to be the team to contend and win another championship.
Yeah, who needs spring? Western New York Flash is hot. We'll bring the heat this summer. Yeah, like I said, you know, we're always plugging away and working really, really hard. So, you know, we're always going to be something to watch, and I encourage people to get out and check us out and support the best team in the world.
May 3rd's the home opener, and what better team to come in than Portland, the rematch of last year's championship? And I want to see Nadine Ungerer play. I want to see the FIFA Women's Player of the Year being tested by Abby and Carly and yourself and Sam Kerr. That's going to be, we'll see how good she really is.
Yeah, of course. You know, we like to hear those things about the best player in the world, yada, 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 because that just gives us some motivation. But also, we already have some, you know, they were the last team that we played this last year, and it's going to be our home opener, and they took a championship from us. So we're looking to make a statement, and we're looking for our fans to come out and support us and be behind us and be that 12th man so we can shut them down.
Thanks, McCall. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
And that's going to do it for our show tonight. We want to thank everybody from the Western New York Flash, the whole organization, and also the Rochester Rhinos for their help with the show tonight. Don't forget the Rhinos kickoff Saturday, 7:30 against Orlando. Go to uslpro.uslsoccer.com to watch the game online. For Michael Lewis, Dick Howard, Bob D'Angelo, and Joe Sirianni. Joe, hope you feel better soon. Be with us next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Livewire. Claridge Design Center. Salen's Meat Products. Faber Homes. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.